Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Decades ago, products had jingles, songs or fragments of songs whose music and lyrics were composed to sell just one thing.
Rice, Aroni, the San Francisco treat.
See the USA in your Chevrolet.
We used to hear jingles over and over on radio and television. For better or worse, they were as unforgettable as Mr. Clean's bald head. The last few decades have seen the decline of the jingle in favor of popular music that's repurposed and licensed by the advertiser. That shift left some people in the ad business behind. We talked with one of them last year, and we thought his story should be heard again. Steve Carman lives outside New York City. He's a past master of jingle composition.
Unfortunately, jingle is an unacceptable word today. Jingle implies old. Jingle implies stodgy. Jingle implies not with it.
Or jingle implies frivolous, not as weighty as a song, not real music.
Jingle is something that's memorable, and nobody wants anything memorable today. They don't care.
80-year-old Steve Carman left the jingle game behind, but he's proud of his contribution. Tunes that he wrote and recorded sold cars, chewing gum, beer, and they were memorable.
You can take sailing out of the country, but you can't take the country out of Salem.
Carman created that one to flog Salem cigarettes.
In that case, I just wrote the music. Ba 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 da ba 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 da, and then the ping was my idea. I remember the man who presented it to me, one of the guys at the agency, his name was Gordon Bushell. I don't know if he's still around, but he always used to say, you can take Salem out of the country, but, and he would have this big exclamation point after but. So that gave me the idea to put a space in there.
Yeah, there's an extra rest in there. There's
absolutely
an extra pause. Your idea.
I know musical terms too, you know.
Yeah.
Rest. I know rest.
No, I wasn't doing that for your benefit.
Staff is a good one.
Yeah.
Note.
Steve Carman was once called the King of Jingles, although there are some other pretenders to that throne. He was a childhood pal of singer Bobby Darin. In the 1950s, he played with Darin in a band. Both attended the Bronx High School of Science. Carman played saxophone and guitar, and then he was lured into the jingle business. And he had some very big clients.
The advertising agency in St. Louis that represented Budweiser had a line, when you say Budweiser, you've said it all. And here's $1,500 and come back with a song.
Which he did, heavy on the drums.
When you say Bud, you've said a lot of things nobody else can say. When you say Bud, you've gone as far as you can go to get the very best. When you say Bud, you've said the word that means you like to do it all.
The lead singer is Valerie Simpson of Ashford and Simpson.
Really?
Valerie wrote Ain't No Mountain High Enough, Let's Go Get Stoned, Solid as a Rock. I mean, Valerie is a most prolific songwriter. But this was, this is how she made a living before she did that.
And all the music and the whole lyric?
Everything.
Is yours.
I wrote the entire lyric. I did the orchestration. I'm a composer. I do my own productions, my own orchestrations. And that went on the air, and it ran for 8 years with that lyric. When you say Budweiser, you've said it all. And then the agency rewrote the lyric, for all you do, this Bud's for you. And that has been on the air basically ever since in various different forms.
How do you feel about that? I mean, this is your creation. This is your song. It's also a beer commercial. Do you feel as protective of it as if it were an aria and an opera that you'd written?
I do. You know, the difference between a symphony and a jingle is symphony writers use more paper. It's just as hard to write a jingle.
You wrote a jingle. I'd like to play this for people now that I recently heard a version of. I saw it on television.
Okay.
Newly orchestrated, I think. I hadn't seen this a long time. You wrote it years ago. Let's listen. This is for an insurance company.
Who can you call on for better insurance? Who can you call nationwide? Who can you count on for blanket protection and know that you'll find peace of mind? Call nationwide.
When
when yes. we hear that music,
right.
When we see a commercial on television with that
right.
music, every time, you make how much money?
I make zip, otherwise known as zero, otherwise known as zilch, otherwise known as garnished. Nothing. I was just starting in business then, and they give me a contract, their quote, standard form contract, 6 pages of we own and you have nothing, and I signed it. And what that meant was they have the right to do anything in the world with that piece of music. I am not entitled to any payment whatsoever, not for the uses of the song, not for ASCAP performance rights, not for anything. They own it. But I say to you in all sincerity, I learned a lot of lessons from Nationwide.
Steve Carman says he learned not to sign a standard contract, but a different kind of contract. He kept the copyright and he licensed his jingles. He kept composing them, including one little spot to generate tourism to his home state.
And you say, I love New York.
You say, climb a mountain.
I love New York.
And there's such great sailing.
I love New York.
We can all go camping.
What happened was Governor Hugh Carey knew somebody at an agency called Wells, Rich & Green, and he said, will you develop a campaign? And they called me and asked me to write a song, and they had I Love New York. That was their line. And I wrote the rest of the lyric. 2 years later, it became the state song of New York. You don't have to stand up.
I had no idea until I read
your
know.
I would like to be treated with a bit more respect, please.
Well, you didn't set out at first dreaming to be a great writer of jingles.
No.
But you did awfully well at it. Any regrets?
No. You know why? Because it felt that I had the opportunity. I used to tell my clients I want an unlimited budget, and I expect to exceed it. I would go into a studio and I'd say, I want 16 strings over here on this, and I need a special whatever. I used to fly singers in from Chicago or from wherever to sing it. And I had the opportunity to hear my music played by the best possible people you could imagine. People say, well, it was only advertising. It wasn't to me.
Well, Steve Carman, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Steve Carman wrote a book about his life and litigation in the advertising business. It's called Who Killed the Jingle? How a Unique American Art Form Disappeared.